If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to the last edition of the Insane Things podcast before the election. Although it may not be the last one before we get the results of the election, which is insane. Right now, remember, folks, Maricopa County, Arizona, which is critical to that state, saying it's going to take them 14 days to count the election results. How do they know that? How do they know it's not 16 days or 13 days? I mean, that's oddly specific. Meanwhile, and this is insane, in Nevada, the Democrats got a court order that says that Nevada must accept absentee ballots for a full 3 days after the election. And I mean, postmarked 3 days after the election. So wait. You're thinking, wait, I saw the election. I didn't like how I think it turned out, so I think I'll mail my ballot in on Wednesday? Yeah. Oh, but it's worse than that. And the new ruling by the Democrat judge also says they have to accept absentee ballots with no postmark, which means you could just bring a stack of them around the back of the Board of Elections, you drop them off and no one will ever know. Because the postmark is the chain of custody. It's one of the things that protects us. So the steel is absolutely on in Nevada, which, yes, is a swing state. Thankfully, isn't a critical swing state. I mean, Trump can win in any of the three combinations he needs to win in without Nevada. But still, it shows you what's in play. Also, don't forget the audio I had on the Battleground America podcast a few weeks ago from 60 Minutes telling us that in Pennsylvania, we won't know for at least 4 days what the results are because it's so hard to open the double envelopes. Basically, their ballot is one envelope inside of another envelope, and they're claiming it takes them a full 2 minutes to open each one. So we'll have to just wait 4 days. So folks, literally next week as I do this, we may not know who won the election. At least not until they find enough Democrat votes for Her Highness. I hope that's not what they're doing. Folks, this thing could get nuts. And I'm just reporting to you what they're saying. I'm not forecasting anything. Meanwhile, this morning, Breitbart's reporting they're boarding up the windows of restaurants and businesses around the White House in anticipation of the riots. Riots over what? And the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are warning to be on the lookout for violence by people who believe the election has been stolen from them due to fraud. Now, folks, that could literally be either side. Folks forget in 2016, after Trump won, the violence by the left, it was extreme. They firebombed cars, set fire to a full 8 blocks in D.C., assaulted police officers. I mean, it was a mess. So maybe it's their voters they think are going to go crazy. I don't know. Then there's this Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat, quietly reserved space for his panel on this time of chaos and confusion after the election. What's the date of this panel? November 16th? Okay. Maybe all of this is nothing. Maybe it'll amount to nothing. I'm just stacking it side by side for you so that you can be prepared for whatever happens next. Some of you only listen to this Friday edition of the Battleground America podcast because I wrapped the week up that was. If you're one of those, let me tell you how to watch Tuesday, okay? Trump must win Georgia and North Carolina. There is no other way forward. After he does that, if he wins Pennsylvania, he's got this. It's over. If she wins Pennsylvania, he's got only two options left. If she wins Pennsylvania, he must win Arizona and Wisconsin, or he must win Arizona and Michigan. There is no other way forward. I mean, so obviously that bars some crazy result. Like, I don't know, he wins Virginia, but I don't see Trump winning Virginia, but not winning Wisconsin and Michigan. So, because Virginia's a harder win. I mean, Joe Biden won it by 9 points. So election night, that's who you watch for. Again, if Georgia goes down, if North Carolina goes down and she wins them, it's over. Once we've secured that, we move on to the real states. I got to tell you what, with all of the claims of voter suppression and fraud coming out of Pennsylvania right now, I mean, we're on our third county now where fake registrations have been found by the thousands, all of them filed last minute, which is exactly the tactic that GBI Strategies used in Michigan to drop thousands of fake registrations. GBI Strategies was operating out of an office building right next to the Democrat headquarters in Michigan. I mean, this is very textbook for them. And a lot of this stuff we're hearing is coming out of Pennsylvania. That's what I'd keep my eye on. So this, folks, this could get absolutely nuts. In fact, I expect that it will, but that's what I'd look for. Okay, let's start the countdown. Insane thing number five. What started off as a self-proclaimed campaign of joy, that's what the Democrats dubbed it, a campaign of joy. That's what this was supposed to be. Starting at their convention, has spiraled into Hitler, Nazi Hitler, fascist, misogynist, Nazi Hitler. That's pretty much their message, right? Well, I mean, it's not like they can talk about the economy or illegal immigration or national security or Israel or Afghanistan or really anything. They can't even talk job creation anymore because the jobs, it turns out, were fake. Remember in the midterms, that was their big claim to fame. Well, every other financial stat sucks, but we created jobs. No, they didn't. They were fake. 818,000 of them revised away. So they've got nothing. And it doesn't sound like joy anymore. Calling Republicans garbage. Folks, this week, Kamala Harris did refute what Joe Biden said when he called us garbage. But it took her being asked four times. The first three, she gaffed it off. Why? Because she thinks you're garbage. By Thursday, her chief surrogate, Mark Cuban, was even telling us our women are stupid. That there aren't any smart ones around Trump. I mean, what is Saturday going to be? Our women are ugly? I mean, what is left? By Friday, today, the message of joy is that Trump has threatened to assassinate Liz Cheney. With no evidence, this is being reported with a straight face. Does this sound desperate to you? Here are just some of the hysterical headlines about that out in the last, 45 minutes. Headline, Reuters, Trump suggests Liz Cheney should face firing squad for her foreign policy stance. Headline, Rolling Stone, Trump fantasizes about putting Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad. The Hill, Trump spurs backlash with Cheney guns trained on her face. Remarks, the fact this is ridiculous. I think, honestly, CNN's is the most outrageous. Trump rages that war hawk Liz Cheney should be fired upon. Folks, you'll see how desperate the media actually is when you hear what Trump actually said about Cheney. Here's the uncut minute in which he addressed it.
Is it weird for you to see Liz Cheney, that'd be Dick Cheney's repulsive little daughter, running against you with Kamala Harris?
Well, I think it hurts Kamala a lot, actually. Look, she's a deranged person. But the reason she couldn't stand me is that she always wanted to go to war with people. I don't want to go to war. She wanted to stay in Syria. I took them out. She wanted to stay in Iraq. I took them out. I mean, if it were up to her, we'd be in 50 different countries. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
Insane thing number four, Kamala's rhetoric, the media's echoing of it. This idea that the other candidate is full on Hitler and will turn the military against his enemies. Folks, we have never seen rhetoric like this in a presidential campaign. They've been heated in the past, but not like this, not this level of accusation, quite frankly, in modern American history. Here's just the latest from Her Highness, and it's deranged. And no, they never produce actual evidence he says this. They just pretend to know he did.
Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at the table.
I'm not going to replay for you her accusations that he admires Hitler, that he's a fascist, that he intends to turn the military on his enemies. I won't put you through that. I'll just tell you she said it. But to me, the next two clips of hers are almost equally deranged. Frank Luetsch, pollster and no friends of Donald Trump, says there's only actually about 3% of the electorate that's undecided. If you're undecided between the two of them at this point, you're an idiot. Quite frankly, you should just stay home. The rest of it is just a pure muscle contest. Whose side can turn the most people out to vote, right? Okay, she's clearly targeting that 3% here. And she's making what, in her defense, is probably a pretty good assumption that they're either dumb as hell or haven't been paying attention at all. Take a listen to what she's actually been running around saying this week. And the first clue that she has morphed entirely into Trump, to trying to be Trump on these podcasts she's going on, despite telling everyone the guy's a dictator like Hitler who will turn the military against people, is that she's wearing the same identical lapel pin that she does. The one you haven't seen a Democrat don in years. Republicans wear that pin all the time. You know the little one. But not Democrats. She's wearing it. I about fell off my chair when I saw it on her lapel. And I noticed it around the same time when I noticed that she was lying to this poor black guy on a black male podcast about how she is a gun owner. She loves the Second Amendment and she will save our Second Amendment rights. You have got to be kidding me.
Unreasonable search and seizure. Your Fifth Amendment right. Mm-hmm. Your Sixth Amendment right to an attorney.
Well, a lot of rights going to be gone. The First Amendment.
But the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Yes. Look, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment. I don't believe we should be taking anybody's guns away. He wants to terminate the Constitution of the United States.
She will save the Bill of Rights so we can have a Second Amendment? The poor host of that podcast, that black dude. Somebody ought to call him up and tell him he's a Republican. I don't think he knows. From there, it only got more absurd and more desperate. With Kamala promising to, get this, deport anyone who's here illegally? You mean like the 10 million you let in?
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The 663,000 you flew in, they were illegal immigrants. You flew them in so we wouldn't see them at the border. Those people? Folks, do you realize last week, news report, the Department of Homeland Security admitted for the first time that of the all of the illegals who have been caught at our border, and caught is a loose term, now they just turn themselves in. 85% of them have been released. Folks, that is essentially an open border. Anyway, here's Kamala Harris vowing to deport illegals. This is hilarious.
And when I am president, we will quickly remove those who arrive here unlawfully, prosecute the cartels, and give Border Patrol the support they so desperately need.
Who are the idiots in the crowd? They actually believe that? Like, enough that they cheered? Hey, speaking of the idiots in the crowd, and folks, this is insane thing number three, because it proves everything we've ever said about who the Democrat Party actually is. It turns out there's a way to tell with math. Former NSA, CIA, contractor, whistleblower Tony Segura specializes in geolocation and data tracking. We do too here at Odyssey. And for instance, and I've seen a salesperson actually do this in a meeting. It's very powerful. Say to someone that we're recording their business, hey, look, we noticed that your foot traffic into your location's down 20% in the last 4 months, and your competitor over here seems to be having a 15% spike. Do you want some more information on why that might be happening, in their jaws just to hang open? But anybody can buy this data, and anybody can collate it, which means using devices, that's how they track people, using devices, you can see who is at a gathering, like Kamala's rallies. You can also track who's part of violent protests, anti-BLM protests, anti-Jewish protests, which are all the rage now, have been the last summer with the left, and you can cross-reference them. He did. You know Kamala's rally at the Ellipse earlier this week, the site of the supposed January 6th atrocity? Yeah, well, Segura and his business partners have been taking a look at who's at all of these violent Democrat gatherings, and they've also been cross-referencing it with who's at her rallies. It's shocking. Here's what he found. 31,834 people, or mobile devices anyway, attended the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. for the Kamala Harris rally. 91% of those same devices have attended three or more Harris rallies. Interestingly, just over 11,000 were from Atlanta, Georgia. 6,500 were from California. So you know what this is? This is a run-em-up. This is a Democrat mob that they move around the country as needed. This is not real. By the way, at the same time they were getting ready for this, Trump had an Allentown rally where actual real people waited 8 hours to get in. Anyway, listen to the kicker, okay? Using their Antifa BLM pro-Palestinian overlays, a full 6,122 of those mobile devices were linked to three or more Antifa / BLM, Black Lives Matter, pro-Palestinian protests or riots. Golly, that gives me chills. Let me say that again so you can process it without having to rewind it. 6,122 of the mobile devices that were at the Ellipse in Washington this week were linked to three or more Antifa / BLM / pro-Palestinian protests or riots. Going to show there's a massive overlap between those groups and a massive overlap between these violent, unruly leftist thug groups and the people they're shipping in for these rallies. In other words, that street level violence that you've been seeing, those are literally Democrat shock troops. Those aren't just some Democrat activists or grassroots or people who show up to a lot of stuff. These are people that are moving around and repurposing. You know what this means? The protests / riots they're talking about, those are the college ones from this summer and the violent ones from Washington, D.C. You know what this means? The Democrats' jackboot thugs are actively harassing Jews now, to the point where some of them can't even go to school anymore. They have to do it online. Folks, the Democrats now well and truly have brown shirts, just as the Nazis did in Germany. And there have been other hints of this before. Remember this Politico article? Again, Politico is a left-wing publication from May of 2024. Headline, pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by a surprising source, Biden's biggest donors. Oh my gosh, it all makes so much sense. Remember when Kamala Harris was raising money and she ultimately raised millions of dollars online to bail out the Black Lives Matter protesters? Yeah, we thought she was just big fans of theirs. No, they're literally the Democrats' shock troops. Now, before I wrap this up, remember who Biden spokesperson John Kirby told us was paying the rest of the bill for the Democrats' shock troops? And this is gonna floor you.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
What do I tell you all the time on this podcast? The Democrat Party is merging with our enemies. This is how Iran has managed to run around and have assassination teams on our soil. This is why an Iranian would-be assassin was able to get a special visa to come here from the FBI, who then interviewed him in the airport, let him go, even let him overstay his visa, ostensibly so they could watch him. And that makes sense too, because what you're seeing is a similar scheme to the money laundering scheme in Ukraine. In that, what do? We freed up over $12 billion for Iran to draw down on that Trump had frozen, and we lifted the sanctions, which were worth $195 billion in oil revenue. The money flows in, and what do? They just circle it right back into the Democrat grassroots. Oh, I mean, not all of it, obviously. You're watching the Democrats merge with our worst enemies on Earth. Insane thing number three, the disclosure this week that everything we were living through in this week, 4 years ago in the 2020 election, was totally and completely fake. A hoax created by our intel agencies. This keeps happening again and again and again. And folks, it was such a busy news week, everybody missed this bombshell from Catherine Herridge, former CBS and Fox News reporter. She had a 15-minute video with two whistleblowers from the IRS. They were the two chief investigators of the Hunter Biden money laundering scandal. And they finally are able to come out because of where he is in his trial and tell us what they know. And what they told us is shocking. First, the FBI, DOJ, IRS always knew the laptop was Hunter's. There was never any confusion ever about who it belonged to. Not in October of 2020 when the Hunter Biden laptop story broke and they all act confused and the FBI bopped on over and had it censored on social media. No, not in October of 2020, but here's the shocking part. Not in 2019 either. That's how long they knew it was Hunter's laptop before the story broke. And they all lied, including the 51 spies.
In our investigation, we knew that the laptop was real. DOJ knew that the laptop was real.
FBI knew the laptop was real.
Yes.
Based on the FBI and IRS, when did they know the laptop was real?
It was many months before October 2020. We were confirming certain aspects of it that it was real and legitimate as far back as late 2019.
Understand what that means again. This laptop didn't become public information in the media until October 14, 2020. They knew it was Hunter's in 2019. Now, here's why that's significant. In 2019, the only person in the Democrat primary field less popular than Joe Biden was Kamala Harris. He was dead last or almost dead last in all the polls. For them to arrest Hunter for the obvious money laundering, bribery, and tax evasion documented on that laptop in 2019 wouldn't have affected the race at all. In fact, basically every other candidate in the field was stronger in the polls and more popular than Joe Biden. Yet they protected him anyway. They went on to watch him get Jim Clyburn's endorsement, win the South Carolina primary later on in 2020. 20 and ultimately become the nominee. They said nothing the whole time. But my point is, they could have stopped him when it would have meant nothing to the Democrat Party. Probably would have been a help. He wasn't a popular candidate. But they didn't. But that's only the first shocker in this interview. And by the way, the two IRS whistleblowers say they did not talk about this until now for one simple reason. They hadn't reached a point in Hunter Biden trial where they could disclose it. And had they disclosed it, they could have potentially gone to prison. So they sat silently by while the spies who lie lied to America, including the biggest names from the intelligence community going back 20 years at the IRS, the Department of Homeland Security, the Director of National Intelligence, the NSA, and the FBI and the CIA. I mean, this is awful, but it gets worse. Folks, they knew the whole time the big guy was Joe Biden, including 10 million for the big guy. Wait, where'd that 10 million come from? China, our worst enemy on earth. Yet they all pretended not to know.
Very early in the Hunter Biden case, the whistleblowers say investigators identified the players in this May 2017 email about a potential deal with a Chinese energy firm that reads 10 held by H for the big guy.
But there was no question in your mind, based on the universe of data, that the big guy was Joe Biden.
We corroborated that the big guy was Joe Biden, yes.
Did your supervisors accept that the big guy was Joe Biden?
There was no question ever that the big guy was referring to Joe Biden.
So FBI, IRS, everyone understood that.
And that's why when we were doing the interviews, the prosecutors in Delaware specifically told us that they didn't want to ask about the big guy because they knew it was Joe Biden.
Again, remember how this works, okay? The Chinese give you tens of millions of dollars for one specific reason. The second you take it, you become a felon. They can look, because it's public information, and see Joe Biden is not registered as a foreign agent. Neither is Hunter Biden. The second the money is wired into their bank account, the Chinese have them. They're essentially paying them to commit a crime that everybody knows the Chinese will know about. In other words, the Chinese are saying, okay, we'll give you $30 million and we'll have compromise on you for the entire time you serve in office. You'll know that we own you. And in this case, it means the FBI, the DOJ, the prosecutors, and the IRS knew that Joe Biden was owned too. Now, here's what we know for a fact. He did not report this money on his tax return. That's money laundering. This is bribery. And it's also a federal felony level failure to register as a foreign agent. There's three felonies there that Biden and other members of the Biden family could have clearly been tried on. And yet they lied to protect him so he could become president, even when it would have been easy to stop him with minimal damage to the Democrat Party in 2019. Get the answer to the question of why and you'll know it all. Why protect this guy? Why did they have to have this guy? My working theory on this is that the FBI simply wanted to piggyback on the Chinese compromise. In other words, they would own the Bidens too, including Joe Biden. They could make him do anything based on this compromise. Is that what he was always referring to when he said he answered to other people? He said it so many times publicly. Whatever the case, when Trump says the enemy within, and they act like he's crazy. He's not only not crazy. We have an enemy within. It's these people. They have to go, or we can't go forward as a country. Speaking of the enemy within, that's not all. We had the second bombshell this week that James Comey sent two honeypots into the 2015 Trump campaign. What's a honeypot? That is a woman spy whose job it is not only to get intel, to get information, but also, if possible, to entrap and to destroy the target using sex. Not one, but two honeypots sent to the Trump campaign. Now, listen to the year here. 2015, not 2016, 2015. Folks, I remember 2015 very well. Nobody took Trump that seriously. He had yet to take out 16 more Republicans in that primary. Nobody really thought he'd win. What does that tell you? If Comey was doing that at that point,
The FBI is doing this to other Republicans, too. It's not just Trump. And here's the shocking part. Comey did this off the books. We just learned. Why would you do that? Off the books means so that the inspector general, who's supposed to be the ombudsman, the moral compass, wouldn't know about it. He ran the operation personally. Never mind, by the way, that all of this is completely illegal and totally unconstitutional. You can't spy on somebody when you have no predicate, predicate being evidence of a crime. And yet, he did. Want to pause right here before I hit insane thing number two to thank PhD Weight Loss for, as I always do, the 29 pounds that I've lost and for being on the cusp of making it 2 years as a size six. In other words, keeping the weight off. I'm not the only one, though. Everyone I know here in the building that's done this is permanently thin, from Joey to Mike Gallagher to Lee in the newsroom, who lost 60 pounds and has kept it off. And I am excited about going to the holiday season, knowing I'm going to splurge a little here and there, but I've got a great system to do three things. Keep it under control, make sure I don't gain back more weight, keep my metabolism high, so on the rare occasions I do go off a little bit to enjoy myself, I recover quickly, much more quickly than I used to. And finally, that I have a system that I can bounce back into that is so easy to do for life. If you want a system like this, you need to go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. Myphdweightloss.com. You could do it from anywhere in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to thing number two. Joe Biden, in what many believes, including me, was an incident designed to help Donald Trump win, an incident in which he called half of America garbage for supporting Donald Trump, the White House staff swung into action and started slinging lies in a move straight out of Orwell, which I swear they're using as an instruction manual more and more these days. They had the official transcript of what Joe Biden said altered to say something other than that he believed half of America, Trump supporters, were garbage. Well, there's a problem. Federal law says only the White House stenographer can make changes like that. You can't just go and rewrite official history as it suits your political needs. It really pissed off the White House stenographers, and they put out a statement essentially saying, no, you can't change it. Well, by then, the media had already reported that he had been taken out of context, misunderstood. Now, here's what's remarkable about this. If it was still 2020, they'd have gotten away with this. Oh, we misspoke. No, it was out of context. Look at those Republicans lie again. Why? Because the social media censors, most especially the FBI, would have simply disappeared the original audio, just as they tried to disappear and actually successfully did on Facebook and Instagram, those photos of Trump's attempted assassination. Remember when people were getting those notices saying if they didn't take them down, they'd have their reach dramatically limited? Yeah, and they might even lose their accounts because those pictures were real and they were helping Trump. Yeah, they'd have done the same thing, but they can't. They can't do the same thing because X is out there, which means everybody has either seen it on X or their friends sent it to them off of X, which you can do. Even if you don't have an X account, you can see it. Folks, have you ever seen the left more scattered than they are right now? Everything they do blows up in their face. I've not seen this in my entire career covering politics of almost 20 years, and there's a reason why. If they can't lie, they can't function. Their entire operational model is built not even on just lies, but on lies so massive they create entire fake realities, lies called narratives. And if they can't lie, and if there's an easy, widespread source for people to go to find the truth that they reflexively go to, Democrats can't operate. And so everything they've done in the last 2 weeks has blown up in their face for one reason. X is out there and the video is so accessible. In 2020, this wouldn't have been near the scandal it is now because Jack Dorsey still owned X and the FBI still controlled it through the belly button, as they called it, through the back door. So pretty much the entire free world was able to actually hear this. And it wasn't disappeared. They couldn't disappear it.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable. And it's un-American.
Finally, insane thing number one, the wheels are coming off the economy. They can barely cover this up through Tuesday, folks. I've been predicting on the show for a long time that as soon as this election's over, they're going to tell you the truth about the economy. They can barely hold it back now. As recently as the midterms, even the media was honest that the only good economic statistic that the Democrats possessed was job creation. Everything else was crap. Then it turned out that even that was fake, too. And they had to revise down job creation by 818,000 jobs in 2023. It'll probably go lower, honestly, before the whole thing's over. But this month's job creation numbers were truly shocking. The entire country created just 12,000 jobs last month. Even worst case estimates were 100,000 jobs. Oh, and August, when they said 142,000 jobs were created, yeah, that was just revised down by half to 78,000 jobs. Folks, 12,000 jobs created in October? Shoot, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris illegally flew in more than 50,000 illegals. That's not even enough jobs for them, never mind Americans. Folks, this whole thing looks like a ridiculous banana republic. We're supposed to believe that in August, they only created 78,000 jobs. In September, they created 225,000 jobs. And then in October, 12,000 job folks, this is like how the numbers in banana republics that are put out by the government, they don't even add up. They don't even make sense. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to revise down September, cutting it in half or more after the election. And they're going to admit we're in a jobs apocalypse. Hell, if Trump wins, they'll put press releases out about it in an attempt to tank his economy by merely telling the truth about what Biden and Harris have left behind. And they'll do that so that they can say, oh, it's the Trump recession. See, nobody wanted Trump to win. But in all seriousness, folks, this is an abject disaster. Private payrolls, in other words, real jobs, shrunk by 28,000. Job growth in government was nearly double private sector job growth. Manufacturing job loss in a single month, a staggering 46,000 jobs in October. Folks, we're not going to have a manufacturing base left. We've been hemorrhaging jobs in manufacturing for almost 2 years now. As of September, we're now sitting at over 1 million full-time jobs lost in the last year. That's why in Steve Cortez, he's an economist, his publication called Patria, he says, look, this is the death of full-time employment in America. In fact, the only sector where full-time employment is growing is in government. So when you consider private sector jobs declined in September, falling by 28,000, while government jobs kept growing, adding 40,000 for the month and hitting a new record high, manufacturing alone is now down 148,000 jobs since January of 2023. And there are now 1.3 million fewer full-time jobs in America than in June of 2023. And the reason this gets hidden, folks, is because the bizarre way the U.S. government tracks jobs, a part-time job as a dishwasher is counted the same as a full-time job as a middle manager in manufacturing. See the problem there? So when you lose that manufacturing job, if down the street some restaurant creates a new busboy job, well, congratulations, everybody's doing great, but they're not doing great. Meanwhile, over the last year, government and government-dominated healthcare sector, that's where, you know, the government pays private healthcare companies and that creates jobs. Government-dominated healthcare sector and actual government healthcare have accounted for almost two-thirds of all job growth, while professional and business services have now joined manufacturing in showing annual job losses. Folks, this can't continue. It can't. And you're now seeing why it is that shocking financial stat I had last week, where we have added almost $500 billion to the debt in 3 weeks for the first time. In fact, now every month we are adding $500 billion across the board to the national debt. Why? Well, in order to have jobs, we have to pay with government money to create them. We don't have it. And so we either have to borrow it or print it. And that's why, we're finding out from Yahoo Finance that food inflation alone in the last 2 years was 25%, because they have to keep printing and printing and printing to create the government jobs and to pay for the government jobs to float this whole Ponzi scheme. And they only have two sources of revenue to create enough of those jobs, since now, again, we have more, we're creating more government jobs every month than we are private sector jobs. So in order to keep that Ponzi scheme going, you got to print and print and print and print. That's why we're all so broke. Folks, what you're watching is a subtle shift to communism. Nobody ever voted for this. Nobody decided to do it. When people say, well, she gets elected, Kamala Harris will have communism. No, this is communism. This is, you're essentially watching the transition of the economy to basically being a government employer economy. That's communism. If Trump gets elected, he'll have a hell of a job cut out for it.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.